Shalom, shalom, Daily Audio Bible. This is Dwayne from Wisconsin. All praise and glory to our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today is August 15th. Let us continue to pray for our children. For a given child of God called in and would like us to pray for her daughter, who apparently is struggling with sexual orientation. Lord, we want to lift up this young lady. We ask for your intervention. We ask that her mother may have the words to speak, that you will help guide her so her daughter's eyes will be opened, and this confusion and struggle that's going on internally, Lord, that you would be there to guide her through this and to see your will in your way. His father called in, would like us to pray for his daughter, Sabrina. She had brain surgery, and we give praise and glory that all has gone well in that situation, so praise our Lord for that. He also would like us to pray for a friend, Kathy, who was in a car accident. She's in pretty rough shape, and unfortunately the passenger that she was with has passed away. So Lord, we ask that you be with Kathy. We ask that you be with the family of the one who passed away. Give them comfort and peace during this time. Debbie called in, would like us to pray for adopted niece Ella, 13 years old and seems to be rebelling. Again, Lord, we ask that you would be in the situation. We ask for guidance and words and peace, understanding. We ask for Ella's eyes to be open to your, to you, Lord. We lift this up in Jesus' name. Amen. And God bless.
Hi, it's Heather from Tennessee. It's August 15th. It's early morning. Just finished reading to the daily reading, and I just want to pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, there is so much going on. We were in such need for you, Lord, for healing, for encouragement. Lord, it is us that needs to seek you. It is us that needs to depend upon you. It is me that needs to depend upon you. Lord, I want to lift up those who are hurting right now. Lord, that you will guide them into your peace. Encourage them, Lord. Give them strength. Help them to see you. Help them to get through their circumstances. Just thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you, Lord, that you will. It says in your word that you will get us through. One way or another, Lord, you will get us through. And I thank you. Thank you for everything. In Jesus' name.
Hi, DAB. I used to run track and cross country as a child, and we trained for our races. My muscles ached, my entire body hurt, but as I kept running, eventually the pain of muscles stretching went away. But it took the entire season for that to happen for me, and every season it hurt at the beginning, then slowly, very slowly went away. This, however, did not last very long because I would stop running for a few months. So every new season meant that I had to retrain. I'd like to look at this race as the way the Christian journey goes. Life hurts, but we press on. If we stop, our bodies hurt and our muscles ache. To me, that is a picture of the Christian life. This life is not promised to be easy. It's not promised to not hurt. But if we press onward, eventually the pain will be less. But we must keep running. So run through the pain of life, and eventually you receive the prize.
Hello, Dab family. This is Emma from Tennessee. I would like to ask for y'all's prayers because my great-grandfather just passed away, and me and my grandparents and all of my other family are very sad about it. So if y'all could please pray for us, I would thank you so much if you would pray for us.
Today is Thursday, August 14th, and I'm listening to the July 18th community prayer. I wanted to call in a prayer for all of those that are seeking employment, maybe for the first time right out of college or right out of high school, and they're looking for work. And some right out of college are still having difficulty finding jobs, even though they have a degree and qualifications and abilities. I just pray that the floodgate would open up and there would be lots of opportunities, lots of jobs, and that we should all keep in mind getting our foot in the door, so to say, is very important. It may not be our dream job that we start at, but we could work toward that. So, Lord, I just pray you would provide for all of these needs and concerns and the anxiety that is caused by a lack of a job or opportunities. Be with the parents and the students, the people seeking the jobs, everyone involved. Just show some mercy and grace. We love you, Jesus, and pray all these things in your holy, matchless name. Amen. I love you, DAV family. Bye-bye.
Good morning. I just want to lift up a few fellow listeners in prayer. First, a gentleman called in for his friend Julie, who's got a tumor. And I believe it's not fully been diagnosed yet. So, Lord, we pray that until it is, you would just continue to ground her in the knowledge of you and your presence. Continue to give her peace through the situation. Allow it to strengthen her faith and not shake her faith. And we pray for healing. And I want to pray for Elizabeth Thompson, who called in. She's dealing with a number of things. She's losing her hearing. She has arthritis. It's hard to walk. A lot of internal things like high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So, Lord, we pray that you continue to keep Elizabeth thankful as she continued to proclaim that you've been good to her in her struggles. Again, just bolster her faith. Renew her faith each morning. And we ask again for healing. We ask that you heal the arthritis and you restore her hearing. We ask that you would give grace to the problem she's dealing with internally. Allow her to discover new foods and new natural supplements that would help her cholesterol and blood pressure, and maybe even the arthritis, if she can find things that...
Hi, it's Elsa Lee Halley. I'm just listening to 14th or 15th. I can't. But anyway, just praying for Julie along with you, who called in, and praying for Elizabeth Thomas, I believe her name is. High blood pressure and all kinds of issues. I've had just high blood pressure by itself. And all the people she's praying for and her family, I just pray you'll heal them, they'll be healed, save them, they'll be saved, and you be their praise. Jeremiah 17:14. I'm praying for the lady who said she was depressed. Her daughter has a peanut allergy. Also pray, you've heard our prayers for her, you've seen our tears, surely you will heal her. And Father, I just pray for the mother. I believe it's around, check out Psalm 42:40. It's there's some prayers that David prayers says, "Why are you downcast, oh my soul?" And just look those verses up. Check out Psalm 40:42, and it says, I heard once it was David giving himself a lecture. So I just pray for all these people. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, I'm praying so much for Ethan. I just pray he'll get better and he'll live a life, a godly life, and have a place to live and to serve God. In Jesus' name, amen. Alta Lee Hallie, 15th of August.
Hi, Daily Auto Bible. This is Katie in Alaska. It's August 15th, and I was just listening to the prayer requests from the beginning of August. And Micah in awe, I want to thank you for what you said about making young men have to be uncomfortable in order to learn how to be strong in the future and be able to live through experiences that are uncomfortable. I'm a mom, single mom of a 17-year-old, and I have tried to make his life as comfortable as I could because of his dad walking out of his life when he was 7 and trying to heal that wound by making him happy. And now that he's 17, I see that I should have been a lot more, not strict, but definitely held him to more chores and more lines, and not let his uncomfortableness make me ease up on him. Thank you for your call, and I love you guys.
Hey guys, I wanted to call for Tammy from California. Sister, I heard your call, and I want you to know that it touched my heart. You're fighting a bout of depression, and I can clearly understand that from your voice. I wanted to tell you that you're hearing the words from God that you should be hearing, and that depression is from the enemy. I heard you pretty much pin down some of the things that you think are depressing you, and that's God. That's God's voice coming into you. I urge you to tap into that, to search and ask and think. Depression's a bad, bad deal. I suffer from it. I've gotten good, I've gotten bad. When it'll go really good, and then I get bad. And it's been something I have learned to cope with, but one thing I can tell you that has helped me cope with it is exactly what you're doing, praying about it. And as you're going throughout your day, listen to those words from God. Feel a breath. I'm sorry I'm at work. It is loud, but take a breath and breathe Him in. Take a breath from the Father that told you He will never leave you. Take a breath from the one who was here in the creation of the earth. He created a beautiful and wonderful person, and He doesn't want you to feel that way. Maybe take a walk. I'm speaking to myself in that realm. Take a walk and admire God. So I want you to know I will continue praying for you, and I love you very much.
Hey, my amazing Dab fam. This is KSD, but guess what, guys? I'm in Goshen. Well, actually, right now, South Bend, Indiana, with
God's Yellow Flower from Canada.
And Soaring on Eagle's Wings from Canada.
Oh my goodness, you guys, we don't even have the time to tell you what God did for us in being together. But this has just been an amazing time. Mm-hmm. We actually were with two other dabbers, and they are Pastor Philip and Virginia Lichty. But we are here together, the three of us, and we just wanted to chime in and just say we love you. Pastor Brian, thank you for 20 years of this and for creating such a space where the dabbers can come together and get to meet each other and mm-hmm. just enjoy each other's
and
time.
And revel in God's love.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah. Blessed.
So we're going to sign off, and I'm going to have Auntie Soren on Eagle's Wings just pray a prayer over all of us.
Mm-hmm. Okay. God Almighty, Heavenly Father, King of Kings, and Lord of all.
Yes.
Mm. Here we are in your presence, yes, and here are all the dabbers all over the world listening at this moment in this space.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know every need.
Mm-hmm.
And you know every person that's gathered here. So we want to say, we love you all.
We love you.
And we thank God that we've been able to meet online.
Yes.
And now, together. Mm-hmm. And one day, we're all going to meet together. Mm-hmm. If it's not here on earth, it will be in heaven.
Amen.
So God bless you all. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Love you. Amen.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, we lift up our friends and families who are in times of difficulty. We pray you will watch over, protect, and keep them safe. We ask that you help them to give their lives over to you. Teach them how to follow your ways. Grant them the strength to face challenges with courage and resilience. Surround them with your love and remind them that they are never alone. May your light shine upon their path, leading them to success, happiness, and fulfillment. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Eric from Colorado, I just heard your prayer request. I too have kids that moved across the country. Actually, they moved all the way from the south of Louisiana all the way up to Massachusetts. So I understand how you want to help them and bail them out of all the woes of moving and all the stuff going on. I want to pray for them, Eric, and I want to pray for you too, because that's what you asked at the end of your prayer request. Father, I lift up Eric's children, young adult children, that have finally landed a heart's desire job. And you're the only one, God, who knows what you're doing with every single heart in this situation. Your word says that our times are in your hands, and if we put our hope in you and trust you, you will help us. So I'm praying that you will help Eric to trust you more, to understand that there is a time and a season for him to bail them out, and then there's a time for him to just let them trust you more. I pray for them, God, that you will guide their path, and that first and foremost, they will seek you and your righteousness. They will cling to the cross, Lord. They will know that their Redeemer lives, because the things that they need to get out of before they move can only be done by you. I pray that you would be glorified in their life and in Eric's life. In Jesus' name, I pray. God bless y'all. Taken with love from Louisiana.
Hey, this is Jerry calling from Duluth, Minnesota, and God wants me to share my story. When I was 6 or 7, an older neighbor kid showed me if I touched myself in a certain way, something incredible would happen. And he did this until I became a teenager and he moved away. When I was 15, I went to a Christian school, and the teacher molested me numerous times. When I was 16, I was in a youth group camping trip out to Yellowstone, and the pastor molested me. And weirdly enough, I sort of blamed myself. I went off to Bible college and was in the ministry for 14 years and had 4 kids and loved the ministry until I started having mood swings and ended up having a severe manic episode followed by depression and left the ministry. Got a computer and the county was giving away, sponsoring a pilot program of something called the Internet. And the moment I got on it, I became addicted to porn. Over 30 years now. And the Bible says, whoever confesses their sins one to another and prays for each other will be healed, and I need prayer. There's a program that I want to go to that's going to cost thousands of dollars, but I believe God wants me to pray.
Good morning. I want to pray and lift up Ron's wife. He called in for prayer. For his wife, she fell or had an accident, I guess, and spent some time, a decent amount of time in a skilled nursing home or recovery center, and some of the gains seem to have regressed. So, Lord, we pray.
This is Redeemed in Southern Illinois, and I heard Carter's grandma call in that she was getting ready to return Carter to his home. It was on the July 26th prayer and encouragement line. So that's exciting that she did get to have him for a week this summer. That was her prayer request early, like in May, I think. So amazing. Thank you, God, for answering that prayer. And be with her as she returns, and she's concerned about seeing her son and how that's going to go. And I pray you would just wrap your arms of protection around her. And there may not, you know, I know she says they're in a dark place and everything, but I pray that she would be silent unless God says, say this. We love you, Carter's grandma, and we pray it all goes well, and I'm sure it's already all over, but I haven't heard the next report. I love you. Love you, DAB family. Bye-bye. This is Redeemed in Southern Illinois.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible. This is New Eyes from Tennessee, and I wanted to pray for Eric in Colorado. His son, who's really coming up against a lot of trials as he moves to the East Coast to take a job. Lord Jesus, we just pray for Eric and his family. Lord, one thing that you're teaching me is that as a parent, we don't stop parenting. We don't stop wanting to care and provide for our kids. But Lord, you have made these amazing individuals a part of our life, and we've raised them, and we watch them grow, and we watch them make decisions, and we watch them have faith in you, and we watch them struggle sometimes. And so, Lord, I just pray for Eric. I pray for his resolve. I pray for his faith. But I also pray that you'd be with his son, Lord, and that you would just shower your mercy and grace on that family, and through their trials, that you would continue to remind them about the gift of this amazing job, the future that they will have, that the trials they're going through right now will be a blip on the screen of their life. And Lord, that you would remind us as parents of young people, of parents of adults who are trying to do their own thing and pursue their destiny, that you would remind us that you are faithful and you are a perfect father, not only to our children as they move on and they learn what faith is in you and how to do life, but also you're a perfect parent for us as we are still trying to parent and still trusting you with our children. Thank you for your covenant with us, God, and how you provide. And so, Lord, we come to you for this family, and we bless them in your name. Amen.
Hey, my beautiful Dab fam. This is KSD. What an amazing experience and privilege that I had to meet up with Mom Susan from Canada, God's Yellow Flower, and Auntie Soaring on Eagle's Wings. And we also met up with two Dab Seers, Pastor Philip and Lady Virginia. And we all actually got to get together. So I am just over the moon. Over the moon as I make my way back home. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Auntie. Thank you so much for blessing my life on your trip to Indiana in more ways than one. My Lord. Tammy from the Central Coast of California, I heard your call concerning Sophia and peanut allergy situation. Sis, I am so glad that you recognize at the end of your call that the Bible does say in 2 Corinthians 12 that that his power is made perfect in our weakness. And Paul said, I will boast in my weaknesses. So sis, you are right to mention that you're feeling weak. That is okay. More of us need to express that before the Lord. So Father, please be with Sophia. Please touch this precious little one. Would you raise her up? Would you open up that throat? Open up her lungs and all the parts that have been affected with this peanut allergy. Would you heal her body? Comfort Tammy and strengthen them both in Jesus' name.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, we are so thankful for your grace in our lives. Apart from your work, we would still be dead in our sins, but you have forgiven us and raised us to life in Jesus. Father, we want our friends and loved ones to know your grace too. We pray that you would save them and raise them up to new life in Christ. Give them faith that Jesus died for them and was raised again. We know that no one is too far gone for you to find them and rescue them. Thank you for sending your son Jesus to seek and save the lost. Open their eyes to see the truth about him. Show them that Jesus is the one who gives eternal life. We pray your Holy Spirit would help them to be reconciled to you through faith in Christ. Thank you that he laid down his life for us. We pray that in your grace, those we love will be found. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hi, it's Alton Lee Halley on the 17th of August. And I just want to praise God for all the wonderful messages for Lennox. And I'm praying for the man that called in who has a truck and his wife is in skilled nursing. He wants to be able to bring her home. I just pray for miraculous healing, encouragement. Everybody, y'all be drawn closer to Christ. I'd like to lift up my friend Jamie, who's off of her feet because she had a cast put on for like 6 weeks. And Jamie Tootle and her husband is a non-believer. Just soften his heart for Jesus. He had to pick some things up and actually go in the church and meet some people. So, oh Lord Jesus, we bring him to you, God. Do a miracle. Also for my friend Carrie, K-E-R-R-I, whose son Jim Bob lives in his car. Pray that he will get some money from, I forget what it's called. But anyway, he needs to find the Lord, and he just loses his car. He has some heart issues. He's depressed. Of course, he needs the Lord. So just pray for Jim Bob. Just do miracles in his life. And he keeps asking his mom for money, and she doesn't have it. And it's just nothing's impossible with God. So we lift up Jim Bob. Thank you all for agreeing in prayer. And just thank you for what you're doing in all of our lives. And I'm just so thankful my husband wasn't hurt when a buck came across his car, and we got money for our car, almost $10,000, so we have so much to be grateful for. We're looking for one now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. My name is Brenda, and I am from Hershey, Pennsylvania. I am asking for prayer for my dear friends, Kevin and Jane. Kevin last night was being prepared for a kidney transplant, and they did a final scan on the donor and decided that it was not possible. And so all the anticipation and all the preparation to have an organ donation is really overwhelming emotionally and spiritually. They're both believers. They love the Lord dearly, but my heart just aches for them as they go through this process and then the waiting for another donor. Please keep them in your prayers. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Cherry from Claremore, Oklahoma. I've been listening to the DAB since 2016. I'm a 62-year-old single grandmother raising my son's and his girlfriend's baby. I've had her since she was 7 months old. She's going to be 2 at the end of this month. And I am in the midst of some legal stuff. I had filed an emergency custody. Oklahoma is bent to keep the biological parents and children together. So the judge is on the fence. I went to court last week. I was there all day long. We did not finish. And this coming Friday, the 22nd, at 9 a.m. Central Time, we have to go back and the mother has to give her testimony. And the judge is on the fence because they do not do drugs, alcohol. It's kind of an epidemic anymore. It's just emotional disconnect. You know, no commitment, no sacrifice, no love. I mean, it talks about this in the Bible. So here we are. And I know that I will have to give her back, but I would desire that the judge would decide that I need more time with her, because they've only seen her 5 times in over a year. And it is not a truth system. It is not a judicial system. It is a legal system. And so I just need prayer that I have favor in this for little Adelaide's well-being. It's about her. And I do not see why that would not be God's will, but thank you, guys.
This is from Junk to Treasure, and many of you know that my oldest daughter was attacked on her job. The attorneys can't, they say, they can't connect the neck injury to where she had been in the workman's comp, because the day she fell on concrete on her elbow with the man on top of her that attacked her. So they pretty much closed the case. Well, he reached out to her this past week and asked her for a statement, someone that worked closely with her and not family members, to show where she declined on the job to where she is now. Well, of course, the people at work refused to return her calls, have refused to issue a statement, and I'm quite sure that they've all been threatened, because while they were all working together, they were all so happy, had good relationships, would go out to dinners and drinks and whatnot, and now there's no contact. So I'm sure they're afraid to lose their job, afraid to be dragged into court, but I just ask that you continue to pray that justice will be done for my daughter, and that this will be resolved, that many people will come forward and issue a statement, and that it will be in her favor, because she was one of the most hardworking, dedicated, and she loved her clients, not just worked for them and with them. She loved on them, especially the ones that did not have any family to ever come and visit them or help them. And so your continued prayers fervently for this would be most appreciated. Thank you so much, my wonderful Dab Nation.
Hey, this is Heather at Pax Picoya, Texas, and Anonymous from California. I wanted to reach out to you about your back and the emergency surgery that you need. You're on the precipice of paralysis, which is so scary. I just want you to realize that God's got you. And all of this is a blessing. The surgery, it sounds scary, and there is healing time, but this is a little blip of your life compared to the rest of your life. I had, in February of this year, at the end of February, I had pretty much kind of the same thing with my neck. I had my C3 through C7, a discectomy and fusion. So I had my discs taken out and little boxes put in with cadaver bone, and I have 4 new discs in my neck. And now it is August. I am pain-free. I went back to work after 8 weeks of being out. I was in a neck brace and everything, and you're probably going to be in a back brace for a couple, you know, for six to eight weeks, maybe more. I don't know. I've never had back surgery, but I do know that the Lord will be with you. Do not be scared or anxious about this. The Lord is with you. And so if healing doesn't come from the Lord, it'll come from what the doctor wants to do. And it's very important. So don't let fear or anxiety rule your heart and your head. Do the surgery. We will all pray for you, and we will all be there in the operating room with you. You will not be alone. We love you, brother. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Father God, I just come before you, and I want to lift up my sister from Junk to Treasure. Lord, we are just asking in your mighty, matchless name, Lord Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, be with our sister. Give her the confidence that she will do a fabulous job. She is so talented. Let her know that. And help her to shine in this new job that she has on the horizon. That the people that run the company would love her work and they would use her again. That she would be able to afford all the supplies. That there would be no hitches. And this would just be a blessing. And Lord, that most of all, that she would have a beautiful testimony of everything that's happened in her life and how her life has been turned around for your glory. And we are so excited to hear that. We just pray all these things in your mighty, matchless name, Yeshua. We just thank you in advance for everything you're doing in this situation. Hallelujah.
Hey, this is Heather at Pax Peak, Bowie, Texas. And I'm just calling in to wish our beautiful sister, Prisoner of Hope, all blessings and success with the new venture that you're going on, with a new ministry, and you won't be calling in as much. And man, you know, I'm sorry that we're gonna lose such a great prayer warrior, but you're gonna be such a blessing on whatever ministry that you go to and help out. Just remember that all your DAB family love you, and we will miss you. We will miss your prayers over everybody. You just prayed over everyone. You prayed over me. So I want to continue to pray over you and your whole family, your husband, your children, everything, everything. Just know that you have the whole entire DAB family loving on you and praying for you no matter where you go. So we love you. We love you so much. So Heavenly Father, I lift up our beautiful Prisoner of Hope. And I pray, Lord, that wherever you lead her, that she is led only by you and only by the Holy Spirit. And that the Holy Spirit would speak through her in whatever ministry she is going to. That it is for you and to spread your word even further around the world, like you've asked all of us to do. Continue to strengthen her as a mighty prayer warrior that she is. And let her remember that she is so, so loved. So loved. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
The sweet scent of honeysuckle hangs heavy in the air. I inhale very deeply and exhale all my care. The sun's beaming brightly, warming my skin. God's anointing is upon me, outside and in. Butterflies are floating there, rabbits and deer. They even are serpents, but there's no need to fear. The birds are serenading me with a diversity of song. I was headed someplace, but I'm right where I belong. The fields are all ripening with the stalks golden brown. Moments and places like this are rare and can hardly be found. The honeysuckles are so intoxicating that my senses grow numb. I feel like an idiot. I was blind, deaf, and dumb. I'm grinning a grin that runs ear to ear. So much beauty all around me, just beckoning me to draw near. The cardinals are so red. The blue jays so blue. All the creation is singing praises to you. And me with my wisdom and self-absorbed mind and forced to admit that I've truly been blind. So thank you, Father, for the honeysuckles and the sweet fragrance they give, because they're forcing me to reevaluate the way that I live. Sensitivity, compassion, lips full of praise, a determination to be more Christ-like in all of my ways. Because God's creative power is everywhere to be seen. I want to keep growing just like everything else that's still green. And I pray I remember as I go on my way all the many wonderful lessons you have shown me today. BlindTony1016@gmail.com. Once again, Brian and the Harden family, thank you for this wonderful podcast for God's Holy Spirit to flow. Keep it flowing, y'all. All right, bye-bye.
Good morning. I just want to lift up a couple people that called in. First, I don't believe the gentleman gave his name, but his wife has been battling breast cancer and has finished her chemo and is now getting a double mastectomy. I believe he said on the 19th, and today calling in, it's the 17th. So, Lord, we lift...
Good morning. This is Cherry from Clearmore, Oklahoma. I had just left a prayer request regarding a custody or guardianship situation for my little granddaughter, Adelaide, whom I'm raising. And it's just a lot of things coming at me right now. In the midst of this, I'd like to leave a request for my son. He's 38. He was brutally beaten like a day before I had to go to court. He's in Missouri. I'm in Oklahoma. And he's also an alcoholic. And so just so many details. But in a nutshell, that's the situation. It's not good. He won't go back to the doctor. He's got intense head trauma. They kicked him in the face and in the back of the head with steel-toed boots. And I have had been married 33 years to, oh my gosh, the depths of narcissism. I didn't realize even what that word was until later on after, you know, the divorce. But he's constantly trying to stir up dissension and strife and separation between my two sons and myself. And anyway, I just pray that God, however he chooses, would shut the mouth of the demonic devourer that he allows to roam free within himself, and that my son would be shown mercy and be able to get the medical help that he needs. And also another dear person in my life named Greg. Again, beautiful man, loves God, but the alcohol is deep, deep, and is about to take his life, as well as my son's. So that's my prayer request. Thank you guys so much. 2016, been listening to you. Love you. Bye-bye.
Hi, my name is Christy. I'm calling from Indiana. Never asked for prayer requests before, but I thought instead of calling all my local friends and family, who better to pray for than all my fellow dabbers? My son is in the Air Force. He's stationed in Montana. His wife came to him this weekend and said she is leaving him and she is going to take the kids. They have a 7-year-old and a 3-year-old and a 1.5-year-old, that she is going to drive from Montana to Virginia to stay with a friend that she has met online in her gaming community. She's never met this person in life. She has no idea what is at the other end of the road for her, but she is adamant that she is going to take the kids. And of course, she doesn't have his permission, so she is planning to take the kids while he's at work or while he's sleeping. So he's going to try to get some immediate help if he can to try to stop this from happening, but he's really told that he really can't stop it at this point. So can you just pray for him? Pray for the kids' safety. I don't want any of them in any kind of a danger, and I don't know what she's even getting into, if she's even capable of making it all that far on a car drive with no plan and no money.
Can you just pray for them, please? Pray for my son and pray for his wife and pray for these kids for their safety, Lord, and that maybe some clear thinking would prevail before any of this takes place. Thank you, Dabbers.
Hello, this is Adrian ringing from England. I'm just ringing in to request some prayer for a friend, Louise, who has ongoing head pain and severe headaches, migraines. She also has FND and a number of other conditions, type 3 diabetes as well. So just requesting prayer for her for just a release from the ongoing pain and ongoing symptoms which those conditions bring, for just a peace and to know the Lord's hands upon her life, and for his just leading and guiding and direction with a number of things that she's currently dealing with, and just to know his closeness next to her. Just requesting prayer for that. Thank you very much, Brian and family, for all that you do. And it's just the daily word that you bring. It's amazing. It's been great support and help over the last couple of years. Thanks very much, family, as well, for all your prayers, help, and support. God bless you all.
Hey, DAB family. This is Mike from Mexico, Missouri, calling in. And just had an encounter, a real brief encounter with a young lady. Her name's Roxy. And I got to share the gospel a little bit with her. And I could just feel the hurt all over her, and I could see it. And, you know, I offered to pray for her, and I didn't think she was very receptive to it. So I said, you know what, I'm going to pray for you anyhow, as I'm, you know, going about my day, and God's going to move in your life and you're going to see a miracle. And, so I'm just praying that happens. And I'm asking you guys to maybe give yourself an opportunity to pray for her as well. And so we'll see our sister Roxy someday, and she'll say, hey, you guys were the ones praying for me, weren't you? So, again, just thank you so much. Blessings, and have and make it a great day.
Good morning. I wanted to just lift up a prayer request that was called in for a gentleman, Steve, who's going in for double hernia surgery. Lord, his need is acute and simple. He needs healing. He needs relief from the pain, and he needs restoration of his body, Lord. We ask that in the name of your Son, whose blood was shed, and by whose blood we are covered, and by whose stripes we ask for healing. And only by that can we come to you and ask these things. So Lord, we pray again that he would have relief from the pain until the surgery, that the surgery would go well, and that if the surgery can be moved up in any way, that you would make that happen, Lord. And that he would be a testimony to you, Lord. Let him know that you are working in the situation. In your son's name I pray. Amen.
Hi, DAB family. I have a prayer request for a friend of mine. Her name is Krista. Yesterday, her 16-year-old son had a seizure, and that seizure was followed by a heart attack, and he passed away. I would like prayers for her and her family for comfort and strength. She is a believer, so that's good. If you guys could keep her in your thoughts and prayers, that would be greatly appreciated by both myself and her family. Thank you, and have a blessed day.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. 2 Corinthians 5, 16 to 21. Father God, we lift up to you today Keith's son Jack in Pennsylvania and the charges that were brought against him from something that happened 2 years ago when his life was much worse than it is now. Father, people are evaluating Jack by human standards, but he belongs to you and has become a new person. His old life is gone and the new one has begun. All of the blessings in Jack's life are all a gift from you. We thank you for Keith and all of the things he has done to help Jack reconcile his life to you. Father, just as you are no longer counting Jack's sins against him, we pray that those in this world do the same. We pray for an ARD judgment in Jack's case, or if it is your will for a different outcome, that Jack grows within that plan and that he uses this opportunity to appeal to others about the saving redemption of Jesus Christ. We ask all of these things in your son's precious name. Amen. Love you, Keith. Let us know how everything went.
Hey, Nicole from Alberta, Canada. This is your sister Ashley from California, and I'm behind, but I heard on August 6th, and I just want you to know that you are not alone. My son Jackson has leukemia. He's going to be 12 tomorrow, but he is also battling it, and he's not at the point where he needs a stem cell transplant, but I completely understand the wins and all of like the wins that happen and the heartbreaks that happen, and I thank you for sharing and getting to hear that, like, and not feel alone is so encouraging. And then I also relate to you with the shenanigans with work. I am grateful that I have my position and I have my career and God has placed me here and I love what I do, but I have a difficult administration to work with, and I am just asking the Lord to soften my heart and help me to do the work for Him and not for my bosses, and that He would give me His strength and His joy every day and not be working off of my own. So I just wanted to call and respond and let you know, thank you for sharing those, and I will be praying for your work and praying for your stepson. And I, God bless you, sister. Bye.
Good morning, DAB family. This is Rodney from Atlanta. I want to lift up Curtis from the Commonwealth. I believe his wife was having surgery on the 19th of August for breast cancer. And I heard the concern in his voice and also the fear in his voice. But I want to pray now, Father, in the name of Jesus, in your son's name, I bring Curtis and his wife before you. As she goes before the surgeons on the 19th, that God, you will bring a healing. God, you can work a miracle and do some great things for his wife. God, I pray, Lord, right now, your word says you were wounded for our transgressions and you were bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. So I thank you, Lord, for the healing in her body right now. Now I pray, Lord, for her husband, Curtis. God, I know you have not given us a spirit of fear, but God, does not mean we won't experience the sense of fear. So God, I pray, Lord, right now for your peace to come over Curtis in the name of the Lord Jesus, the peace that surpasses all understanding. Now, while he goes through this, God, that he knows that you are with him and you got him and his wife in the palm of your hand. And God, you will do what only you can do. What only you can do. Even the doctors can't do it. But God, I thank you that you can do it in the name of your son, Jesus Christ, who died on Calvary. So God, it's in that name that we pray. The matchless, the marvelous, the majestic, and the major name of Jesus. And we thank you for it now. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, DAB.
I need to come on here in front of all of my brothers and sisters to ask for forgiveness because I have been acting selfishly and unkind and unloving and have a streak of jealousy right now for anyone around me that's doing better than me or seems to have it more together than me. So I'm having also issues with eating, not just overeating, but eating things I shouldn't, and overindulging in like a whole bag of potato chips or frosting out of a can. And I have celiac disease. My stomach, it's all messed up because I went on a binge last night of food. I have issues with my weight and body image from growing up caring way too much about what people thought of me and how I looked. I felt like I could only get people to like me because of the way I looked. I used sex before marriage to get boyfriends and men so I could be taken care of, basically a prostitute without getting paid. Please ask the Lord to forgive me. All of you come together to help me overcome my chains of guilt and shame from everything I've done in the past. I'm learning every day, learning, and today especially on August 18th, Brian's message hit home for me with what he says at the end, and this podcast does.
Hey DAB, it's Refined by the Fire in Ohio. Hope this finds everybody well and leaning into the blessings of your day. I was just listening to the story of Nehemiah and thinking about, you know, just the heartbreak he had to indicate for the king to realize there was something wrong. And it just made me think, I don't know if I'm always to that level of heartbreak for the things of God that are lost. And it just made me think, it was something just to pray for, that, you know, to be able to see the world the way God sees it, to see people the way God sees people, and to get outside my own little bubble, which can be quite small at times. So just his dedication, Nehemiah's dedication to focus on the job at hand as well, and to stay true to his mission and not listen to the people around him and all the naysayers. So just some encouragement if you're out there doing God's work and you're trying to stay on track, that you're in good company. And, you know, one day I look forward to just that celebration we're going to have together in heaven. So hang in there. I'm always out here praying with all of you, rejoicing when you call in, mourning when you call in. And one day we will celebrate together. You guys have a great day. Love you all. Bye.
Hello, this is Lydia from Lincoln, Kansas. Thank you, Herring family, for putting God's word out there. For 20 years, his word will not return void. And thank you for this opportunity to request prayer for burdens that are on our hearts. Please pray that God's will be done in Susie's situation, our 29-year-old daughter. She's facing issues about the guy she's been living with for 5 years, and God knows what she ought to do. Thank you so much for your prayers, Global Campfire family. Goodbye.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. Mark 11:24. Father God, we lift up to you today, beloved in Bakersfield's dialysis patient who was released from prison just as decisions were being made and prayers going up regarding his treatment plan. Lord Jesus, you tell us that we can pray for anything, and if we believe it done and received, then it is ours. Father, thank you for the answered prayers for this man and the work that you are doing in his life. Thank you for beloved and her praying heart. She is a blessing to us, and I am sure a blessing to everyone around her. Father, may both of these individuals prosper in you and share the love of Jesus to all they encounter. Heal this man of his physical ailments, and may his life be a testimony to your great mercy and blessings. We ask all of these things in your Son's precious name. Amen.
Hey, my beauties, my dab fam. It's Asia calling from the City of Angels. It is August 17th, and we're going to lift up a few of the prayer requests. Sean from the UK now, and J.A. called. Courteous Commonwealth called regarding Angie, and Eric called regarding his son. Father God, we come before your magnanimous throne of grace, always burning, always room for more grace and more mercy, always available because you are omniscient and omnipresent, and you desire that we would come to you morning, noon, and night. As we come before you, Father, we pray your favor and your mercy upon Sean's father that had the stroke. We pray that his left side would recover, Lord. We pray for strength for that left side. We pray for mobility, movement, neurons in the brain to connect with the nerves and everything to start kicking back and firing back as it used to, Lord. We pray that you would heal him, Lord God, and give him recovery. Lord God, we pray for Curious Commonwealth's wife, Angie. We pray, Lord God, we know she's going in for a double mastectomy, and we pray, Lord God, that you guide the hands of the surgeons and all the staff taking care of her, that this cancer would be removed and she would continue to have more days on earth to behold your beauty and to give you glory, God. Lord, we lift up Eric from Colorado and his son, and we pray that they would really truly come to live into Ephesians 3:20, that God can provide exceedingly abundantly above anything we could ask or think according to the strength that and the power that works within us, and that he will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on the Lord because he trusts him. Trust in the Lord because he is the eternal God. Please give them both that strength and that trust to know that your provision is real and you will get them through every circumstance. It is not up to us, it's up to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in August 18th to pray over our children. Anyone who eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord unworthily is guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. That is why you should examine yourself before eating the bread and drinking the cup. For if you eat the bread or drink the cup without honoring the body of Christ, you are eating and drinking God's judgment upon yourself. 1 Corinthians 11:27 through 29. Parenting our children in the pew can be a challenge. We want to worship, and we want to bring up good listeners and glad worshipers. Depending on how the Lord's Supper is handled in the church we attend, it can be very challenging to help our hungry little children understand that the bread and the cup are for those who have been joined to Christ by faith and are not just a snack for all to enjoy during the church service. As our children grow, the challenge may change, but it is still there. How to help our children grasp the meaning and enter into the blessing of the table, as well as examining themselves before the table. Frankly, it would be easier to let this go, but when we read Paul's words in 1 Corinthians 11, we realize that neglecting to teach our children what it means to eat the bread and drink the cup in an unworthy way is to neglect to protect them from eating and drinking God's judgment on themselves. To be continued. Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in the continuation for August 18th. When Paul writes about eating and drinking unworthily, he is not concerned about whether the person deserves to approach the Lord's table. If that were the case, none of us could eat and drink. To come to the table in an unworthy way is to come with a heart of indifference towards one's sin or a refusal to repent of sin. Paul calls on believers to examine themselves prior to approaching the table, not to find reasons for why they are unworthy, but to find evidence of a repentant heart, evidence of grace at work. Lord, we need this reminder of your expectation of self-examination before we come and feed on your broken body and shed blood. It is easy to go through the motions, and it's often uncomfortable to look squarely at the condition of our heart. So thank you for your word that reminds us to examine ourselves. And Lord, give us the opportunity and the words to talk to our children about the importance of self-examination before your table. Help us to communicate this rich truth in a way that draws our children towards your table and therefore towards you. I love you, family.
Hey, DAB family, it is Peaceful in Pennsylvania. I want to pray for a lovely lady. I think her name is Debbie. Debbie, you've been scammed by people posing to be part of the government. I know it makes you feel foolish, but try not to think of that. These people are evil, and they're great at doing what they do. Lord, I just thank you, God, for Debbie, Lord, that you will get the right officials that can help her get her money back. Lord, that you would get a conviction on these people who have scammed her. Father, Lord, I thank you, God, that you will restore what the cankerworm and the palmer worm ate away. What the devil meant for evil, Lord, you will mean for good. Lord, I ask that you would put back her money in her accounts. Oh, Father, let her kids help her out. They should not be too busy to help their mom out. Father, I just thank you, God, for her. Give her comfort. Remove the shame. It is not her fault. Lord, in your name, Jesus, let her feel your presence around her. Let her feel your presence, Jesus. Let her know that you love her and you will restore. Thank you, God. Give her friends who can be around her and comfort her as well. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us know how it goes, but we are praying for you. Bye-bye for now. Good morning. This is Peaceful in Pennsylvania. Oh, I so love listening to all your prayers. A lot of times I can't get through it in one sitting, but oh, I want to pray for the, I'll just say young man who is anonymous, who's praying for Lennox, who had long haulers COVID, and he shared about his back, needing back surgery, having shoulder problems, and that his wife, I think, wants a separation. Brother, you need encouragement too. You're a great encourager. I love how people encourage each other. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I just ask that you would touch all those people who need healing. Your healing is for today. Lord, I think about Lennox with the long haulers COVID. Lord, I think about the gentleman who's been praying so hard for others, who himself has 3 disc problems and maybe facing surgery, also with a shoulder issue. Father, I just thank you, God, that you send your word and heal them. And guys, if you want a really good testimony about the Lord healing people, Kenneth E. Hagin talks about how he got healed from a bed of affliction and how God raised him up from having a heart issue and almost dying to living and being so active. It was so encouraging. You can find it on the web. Anyway, God bless you all. I get blessed by all of you. Peaceful in Pennsylvania, signing out.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, we come before you with hearts open to your leading and guidance. We acknowledge our need for your wisdom and direction as we seek to align our goals with your perfect will. We know that every good and perfect gift comes from you, so we ask you for success today. Your word promises, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and He will establish your plans. Grant us the humility to surrender our ambitions and the courage to seek out your divine purposes for our lives. Help us to discern your will and walk in obedience to your calling. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Greetings to you, my DAB family. This is Walking in the Light in Tennessee. I wanted to call in today because I listened to a lady who was saying that she wanted prayer for her family. Her family was broken, and she said she was picking her grandson up to take him to Pennsylvania, I believe. And as I was listening to her, her story sounded a lot like my story with some family that is broken, and certainly my son. But as I listened to her, she blew my mind really when she said, my grandson Carter, because my grandson's name is Carter. And I was relating to her story before she ever said that. And so, yeah, I don't think you left your name, but this is Walking in the Light in Tennessee again. I wanted to connect with you in the spirit for certainly for the health of our grandsons. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, you know them both. You know both Carters. You know what's going on in the lives of your people. And you know the hearts of course, of mothers and grandmothers all over the world. So we lift these two Carters up before you, and we ask your healing presence over their lives, their homes, their parents, their family situations, of which we are both a part. And so, Father, we love you. You are the ultimate Father, our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. We give you praise and honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, family and Spark. I wanted to see if you guys could pray for someone. I have a guy that works for me, and yesterday, he's a great guy, just a great person, salt of the earth. And yesterday, it was Monday, and he was pretty upset that morning. And I've known he's going through a divorce, and it's a very odd divorce. They both agree. And it's a soft divorce, but divorces are still hard, and they have an 11-year-old, and they've just grown apart, and that is hurt to hear. But I guess this weekend his father has gotten his 6th DUI on a motorcycle, and he was explaining to me how his mother has died from alcoholism, and his father has fought this his whole life, and he had moved out of his house when he was 18 and feels bad about leaving his sister in there, and he finally got her out when she was 14 and moved her out of her parents' house, a toxic environment. And it just hurt my heart, man, for such a good guy. And his dad's under the impression that he's going to get out, and keeps calling him. And he's probably going to get 25 to life. So it's a very, very tough thing. And he doesn't fail. He doesn't quit coming to work. And he keeps caring about people. So if you could hold Craig, thank you.
Holy God, make me holy. Merciful God, give me a merciful heart. Lover of souls, help me love them too, so that I can be more like you. Father God, fill me with your love. Fill me with your Shiloh Shalom. That I would not just be a place of peace, but where I go and where I come, I produce peace. Father, I command peace over my heart, over it being broken, over my son Ryland, that I would not have irregular heartbeats, dropped heartbeats, that I would not need medication or cardiologist for this. Father, I pray that you would touch my physical heart and make it beat correctly the way you designed it. I ask for healing, that you would take my brokenness and make me whole. Father, that you would touch my son and begin to peel away the hurt and the lies of the enemy and replace it with the truth that he is loved, he is appreciated, he is adored, and he was created for a powerful purpose. Thank you for my son. Thank you for my dabber friends. Help us to just be a light today as we go to work. We're girded around by truth. We're shod in the preparations of the gospel of peace. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith. Amen. Hi, guys. It's your Eyes of a Dove. Been struggling massively with heart problems. We're in a heart monitor. And I appreciate your prayers for my son. It's just been difficult. But God's going to restore us. Love you guys.
It's Heather from Tennessee. I just heard that Prisoner of Hope is going in a different direction, and she's going to not call in anymore, and I have to say I'm kind of sad, but what an uplifting prayer, and I'm going to continue to pray for her as she goes in her new adventure with God, and I pray, Lord, that those who are not saved are saved. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all of her prayers and all of her commitment to this family. We just thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trying to be the man that I thought you wanted me to be caused me not to be the man that I should have been. But women are just one of the many weaknesses of men. I've allowed many things in this life to set the standard for my own validation. And when I failed to measure up to those standards, it became a source of frustration, aggravation, worriation, as well as a lot of self-esteem, pride, and ego depletion. But I really can't blame anybody else for the things that I do. All of us are victims, it's true. We're all dealing with forces outside of our control, trying to rob us of our eternal soul. And we often can't see it because we're too caught up in our own selves, trying to dodge our daily past, present, and future hells. That's why I thank you, Father, for giving us eyes to see that all we really need in this life is Thee. And you created us to lead and not follow, to taste but not completely swallow. Because it's the Holy Spirit, our consummate friend, comforter, counselor, still small voice within, telling us to seek first the kingdom and everything else will be added. We serve a high priestess already had it. Jesus said he had a cross to bear and we'd have one too. And it seems like every day now, those words are proven true. Father, please, give us wings and eyes of faith so we can rise above and see beyond those places that the world is telling us is safe. BlindTony1016@gmail.com. And once again,
hey, good morning, family. This is Tiffany calling from New Orleans. I haven't called in a while. However, that does not stop me from listening in the background and lifting everybody up throughout their prayers and even checking out the prayer wall. I don't do it quite often, but I do dip in here and there on a prayer wall. But what I, even though I don't look at it often, that I still pray for y'all. You know, I still lift it up, and it just brings me to mind that no matter what, Lord God, He hears our prayers, even the ones we don't. He hears everybody's prayers, everyone's concerns, and He hears our heart, Lord God. So this morning I just come. It is, Tuesday morning, Tuesday, August the 19th, I think, Lord, about 6 o'clock in the morning here in New Orleans. Sitting here drinking my coffee. I just finished doing a little exercise this morning. But I'm like, God, you know, we have to have so many prayers coming in through sickness and, you know, family. God, you know, and my heart just aches and yearns for the parents who have, you know, their children are, they're not close. And it just, you know, I deal with the exact same thing. So my heart is in it. Me and my mom don't have the best relationship. Me and my sons don't have the best relationship. And, oh, God, I just want more. I want better, God. But most of all, I want more of you, Jesus, you know. So I just thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity just to be able to sit in and listen to the prayers and encouragements that come through on a daily basis, Lord God. I thank you that I can stand with my brothers and sisters across the world, oh God. I thank you that you hear our prayers, oh God. I bless your name. Amen.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible Community. This is Nicole, Living Christ Redemption Story in Florida, and I am a few weeks behind on the community prayers. But I just wanted to call in two things. Kingdom Seeker Daniel, thank you so much for your kind, encouraging words for my daughter, Olivia. I shared those with her, and they really touched her, so thank you so much. And then for Prisoner of Hope, I don't know if you're still going to hear this one or not, but I just wanted you to know that I heard your message about you moving on to a new ministry that God has called you to that you are passionate about, and so you will no longer be able to call in your regular prayers as you have been doing. And I just wanted to thank you for all of your faithful service and prayer to the community over the years, and I just pray that that God will continue to use you mightily in this new ministry, and I know that He will. And I thank you for answering that call to go into a new space that God is calling you into, but also for letting us know, because I know sometimes people get called into different things and then we stop hearing from them, and I wonder, oh, I hope nothing bad has happened. So thank you for letting us know, and just know that we all love you, and we are so sad that you won't be calling in. I will miss your voice so much. I'll miss your encouraging, thoughtful words. But I just pray that you know that we're all in the background cheering you on. So love you, sister. And bye for now.
Hey, Deb. This is Slave of Jesus in North Carolina. All right, Holy Spirit, let's roll. Someone talked about going to the prayer wall, the DAB prayer wall, and put some stuff in there. Here's a good challenge. So for those of us who have struggled with addiction or sin or even anxiety all the time, that's a sin. God says, don't worry. Here's a great tool. The thought of the sin will always come before the action. You will always think about it because that's all the enemy's got. I believe that is his only power, to put thoughts in our head. And if we can make the enemy suffer for even putting the thought in our head, our flesh, our old memories of, self-pleasing and like, oh, you see something and do it. And we go to the prayer wall and pray every single time, the enemy is going to stop putting that thought in their head, because the last thing they want is you praying for other dabbers. So every time you're tempted, go to the wall, do another prayer, and see if it changes your actions in life.
Love. Family, this is Kathy from Western New York. I didn't want to do this, but I know I desperately need to. I'm asking for prayer for me. I'm 61. I've been dealing with rheumatoid arthritis for the past several years. I suffered a very severe back injury 24 years ago, and I've never been without pain. Despite this, God has blessed me. I finished graduate school on my knees typing because of the bad back, and God gave me a job teaching at one of the largest middle schools in New York State. I've been there about 20 years, and this year my job duties are changing. I teach 10 classes. I teach the children who are struggling with reading and writing, and it's a constant ebb and flow, and my curriculum is changing, and the pressure from administration is just so intense. I also, as you may remember, have a daughter, Natalie, who is not working because she had brain surgery 2 years ago. And then my son, Evan, has been suicidal. He is improving, and that's wonderful. And my Asperger's husband, well, he's just struggling with all of this. I'm blessed to be the advisor of a Bible club that was started by a student 2 years ago. Because it needs to be student-led, because it's a public school, I do a lot of after-school work to prepare for it, and I love doing it. However, family, I'm at the end of myself. I'm exhausted, mentally, physically. I've had the summer off, but it took me until August 1st just to be able to string two sentences together. I'm doing a lot of preparation on my own right now, a lot of training with the new expectations for the job, and I just covet your prayers. Thank you so much. Love you.
Shalom, shalom. Good morning, Deb family. This is July 15th, and I heard a couple of prayer requests. First request was from a beautiful, sweet sister. I think your name was Elizabeth, and Elizabeth, you called in and asked for prayer. You said that, you were losing your sight, you have arthritis, and you asked for prayer for your son, who has dementia, and then I think it was your two grandchildren, maybe two, that, we're living a sinful life right now in homosexuality. But sister, then you just praise God. And it was just so beautiful. And you stirred something in my heart, sweet sister. It was like a revival inside me. Like the love of the Lord and of Jesus just welled up inside of me right along with you. But sister, I just want to lift you up to God's throne and just ask for double portions of blessings on you and your family, and for complete healing. Oh, and he loves you, sister. He loves you just as much as you love him. Blood of Jesus, I plead over you and your whole family. And also, there was another woman that called in. I'm running out of time. But she called in, asked for prayers for her daughter who had an allergic reaction. And she said that she's feeling weak. But when she is weak, she knows that the Lord is strong. And I stand in agreement with you, sweet sister, and lift you up. And lift you up for God's blessings and strength, double portions of strength. In Jesus' mighty name.
Hi, it's Chelsea from Kansas. I just wanted to call and say I'm so thankful for this community. I'm so thankful that Brian and Joe, you were faithful and you said yes to God 20 years ago, and that you have continued to say yes every single day, even when it's rough, even when you may not feel the best. You still said yes, and I'm so thankful. I think all of us agree on that. I just want to encourage everyone in this community to remember that God does see you. There's times when it may feel like he's distant, but he's not. He's right there. All you have to do is just call out to him. Just if you can't even pray, if your heart is so broken, you don't even know what to pray, just say Jesus, and he is there. I know that life gets hard. And as Brian's been saying, we're about to walk into the book of Job. And I think there's so much richness in that to remind us how to go to God with our suffering. He's not scared of our pain. He's not scared of what we're walking through. He's bigger than what is trying to keep us from him. He's bigger than the trials and the fears and the temptations and all the things that are coming against us. The enemy has already been defeated. Jesus already won. I just want to remind someone of that today. I love you all so much. And as I tell my son every day when he's leaving for school, I say, I love you, and Jesus loves you even more. I pray that you all have a very blessed week.
Good morning. I would just like to lift up and come to God for the family of Grant Gardner and Grant himself. A gentleman called in, just letting everyone know that he is a hiker that's gone missing in Wyoming, and there's a large search and rescue party going on. Lord, you know exactly where he is. You know exactly his condition. You know exactly if he's alive or not. But all of us are left here wondering, especially his family. And so, Lord, we just pray that you offer whatever peace and patience that you can and will offer in the situation to his family. Obviously, everyone wants to see him alive, found alive, and come back to his family. Lord, but in the storms of life, life doesn't always go as we would want it. And a lot of times we don't understand it. And so I just pray, Lord, that you make yourself known. Jesus, that you make yourself known to his family and his wife. There's not a lot of words that we can offer one another in situations like this, especially if he has passed. But while we don't know that, we beseech you and ask that he be found alive and be returned healthy to his family. In your son's name I pray.
Hi everyone, it's Karen in St. Louis. Brian, I liked your commentary today and talking about the gifts of the Spirit. I'm asking for prayer for you all. One of my things that I struggled with is envy, because I've never married. I have been serving the Lord, you know, working. But if you all would pray that the Lord would speak to me about what he wants me to do next, to utilize the gifts that I have through the Holy Spirit that God's given me. I feel like, honestly and truthfully, in the church, many times single women are kind of looked over. My church does not believe in single woman teaching, technically. And that's one of my gifts. I do teach the kids in Sunday school. But anyway, if you pray for that. But also, I'd ask you to pray, too, for my brother's friend, Karen, who has third-stage lymphoma, had her first chemo treatment, and is in the hospital with very high white blood cell count and is not able to keep any foods down right now. So if you would please pray for Karen and then also her husband, Andy. I pray first and foremost that they know the Lord Jesus and have eternal life with him. And I also pray for her healing, peace, and comfort, and that she senses the prayers of everyone and that they would be drawn closer and closer to the Lord. Thank you, everyone. Have a great day. Thanks, Brian and Jill. God bless you all.
Oh, hello. John from the UK here, just phoning in a prayer request for my wife's mother, my mother-in-law, who is terminally ill with breast cancer in its final stages. Just praying really for peace for her. She's being nursed at home by my father-in-law, who's a very faithful Christian man. And my mother-in-law, Teresa, is a Christian. And just pray that God would give them the peace that passes understanding, because she's very nearly getting to the passing through stage, really. Just pray that she'd be looking forward to heaven. Okay, thank you very much. Bye. Oh, hi, Global Daily Audio Bible family. It's John here from the UK. Just an update on my 12th of June request for my daughter, Hannah, who has anorexia. At the time of my last prayer, she'd been sectioned in a hospital, her anorexia. But amazingly, one encouragement here, on the 27th of June, my 13-year-old son came to the room when my wife and I were praying. And I said, oh, Sam, would you like anything for prayer? And he said, I want to pray that Hannah would be able to go on a holiday with us, okay? And we were going on holiday in a couple of weeks after that. Seemed at that point impossible, computer sections. I just want to say the good news, thanks for your prayers, because amazingly, against all the medics' advice, she was released, discharged, came back home just in time for us all to go on holiday. And it was a bonding time as a family. And also since then, we've been to church together several times, which is pretty amazing, because for the past 4 years, church has gradually been a struggle with getting the teenage kids there. So just big encouragement. Thanks for everyone that prayed. And it's remarkable how our prayers are answered. We have a faithful God. And Jesus does say, ask, you'll receive. And my wife and I have got into the habit of writing our prayers down. A bit like Brian says about journaling. Well, journaling prayer, I can recommend it, because it's wonderful to be able to look back. The more specific we've been, the more we can see the specific answers, and it really is a practical outworking of our faith. So just encourage everybody, and thanks for everyone's
prayer. Hello, this is Bob from Colorado. I'm listening to the August 17th podcast, and Curtis calling in for prayer for his wife, Angie. Today's the 19th. She was scheduled for an operation today, double vasectomy, Curtis mentioned. And Curtis, I just lift you up, as many of us are lifting you up in prayer. And it was in the United Kingdom, I believe you're from, and it's early morning here in Colorado, so I'm sure it's the operation is complete, and I pray it's been successful. We certainly hear your heart and prayers for your wife, Angie, and I pray, Father, that you've healed her and the doctors have done well. and that she is continuing now to heal, and that they may lead a full and healthy and prosperous life together. I thank you for the heart of Curtius, that he's such a great devoted husband. And I pray for that you would answer his prayer, Lord, from his heart, that his wife be successfully going through the surgery and healed. So we thank you for many of Curtius, his prayers, and for so many prayers of our families who need and are going through serious complications, illnesses. And Lord, alleviate their minds and give them hope, give them the assurance that you will see them through. No matter what, you will see them through. And lean not on our own understanding, but in everything, trust in you and acknowledge you, and you will give us the desires of our hearts. Thank you, Father.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible. It's Lucas calling in from Alberta. I'm just asking for prayers for my boss. He had a bit of a sudden outburst while I was working with him, and he later explained why that was. He's having some family issues at home, and Lord Jesus, I just pray for resolve upon that. It might be that these problems will be solved, and your hand will guide everyone through whatever this is. In your holy name, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Hey, my outstanding Dab fam. This is KSD. To my beloved brother, Lennox. Hey, bro. I heard you. And the Lord put something on my heart for you. First of all, let me say this. Don't be afraid of the lion's roar. The Lord is saying, don't be afraid of the lion's roar. For the Lord will be there, and he'll show you that he cares. So don't be afraid of the lion's roar. Hey, my brother, Isaiah 41 and 10 says, fear not, for I am with you, Lennox. Be not dismayed, Lennox. For I am your God. I will strengthen you, Lennox. I will help you, Lennox. I will uphold you, Lennox, with my righteous right hand. Man of God, here's the good news. Even if you were to, quote unquote, lose your faith, guess who knows where it is? That's right, your Father. So it's not on you. You and I are called to trust. We are called to lean in, as God's life speaker said. Lean in, my brother. He's got you. Love you.
This is from Junk to Treasure. And I was catching up on the community prayers and encouragement tonight. This is Tuesday, August 19th. Because on my app, for some reason, the prayer encouragement wasn't there when I looked Sunday and Monday. And I was sitting here and I just heard a message from God's Yellow Flower. And this is no joke. In my mind, I instantly started thinking about soaring on eagle's wings and how precious their voices are when they come on and they talk to us. And lo and behold, the very next call that I heard was God's Yellow Flower and soaring on eagle's wings together. Now that is a very special message, with those two talking together Praise God for this app. Praise God for our Dab Nation. Praise God for the technology to be able to communicate across the entire globe through this wonderful app. Father God, I just lift up these two to you. They have been friends for so long. They even mention being closer than sisters. And Lord, we ask for a hedge of protection around them. We ask you to undergird them. We ask you to strengthen their relationship even deeper, even stronger, even more loving, even more blessed, for the two of them to have more opportunities to actually be physically together in the same place. Praise your name, Jesus. Amen.
Hello, Dabbers. This is Kay from Ohio. I want to pray for From Junk to Treasure. I heard your heart, and I pray that God just comforts you and covers you, and that he will daily drop scriptures that will be relevant to what you're going through. Even if you don't think, well, why did that scripture come up? Look it up and meditate on it and watch God comfort you and bring you peace beyond all that you could ever imagine. And that you would just rest in him and sit there and watch and see and hear and feel the goodness of the Lord. He hears you. He sees you. He heard you the first time. And I was just praying on my own that God would just, those things that are so broken, that you will keep them together until the money comes through to fix it. And I pray that God sends people to just be a blessing. They don't have any idea what they're doing. That he will send you a handyman that just wants to be a blessing, that can fix things and not just tape it together, but really fix it. And you don't have to do anything. And if God gives you the unction, you fix him a meal. Fix her a meal. But knowing that God is working on your behalf, don't miss the God moments looking for something big. And you keep being a blessing to other people, and it's going to come back to you because God sees you and he hears you. God bless you, my sister.
Hey, family. Beloved in Bakersfield calling in August 19th to pray over our children. Mordecai sent this reply to Esther. Don't think for a moment that because you're in the palace, you will escape when all other Jews are killed. If you keep quiet at a time like this, deliverance and relief for the Jews will arise from some other place, but you and your relatives will die. Who knows if perhaps you were made queen for just a time as this? Esther 4:13-14. When Esther became queen, she kept her Jewish identity a secret. She kept the secret so well, in fact, that no one thought to inform her of the king's edict that her people were about to be slaughtered. But then Mordecai sent her word of the edict and advised her to plead with the king on behalf of her people. Esther knew that if she went to see the king and he did not extend to her his golden scepter, she would be put to death. Approaching him could clearly cost her something, maybe even everything. Esther was in real danger. She was in danger of being so assimilated into the kingdom of the world that she would lose her identification with the people of God. But Esther came clean with the king, telling him, "My people and I have been sold to those who would kill, slaughter, and annihilate us." By identifying herself with God's people and their plight, she effectively added her name to the list of those to be slaughtered on the appointed day. To be continued.
Hello, my DEB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, give us your grace to trust and hope of the guidance of your Holy Spirit when feeling challenged in this life. You give us hope and assurance in times of trouble. Help us always remember that your grace is sufficient for us, sustaining us through every challenge we may face. Let us trust in your wisdom and guidance, knowing that you are always by our side. We pray that our hearts remain open to receiving your grace today and every day. who trust in your mercy and presence in our lives. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hey, family. Beloved in Bakersfield calling in the continuation for August 19th. As with Esther, the pull of the pleasures of this world's kingdom on our children is strong. This kingdom wants to assimilate them so they will look like everyone else and think like everyone else and value what everyone else values. But the kingdom of God calls them away from that. It calls them to identify themselves with the people of God. It may mean being hated and marginalized in this world, but we can assure them that aligning with his kingdom holds out great reward when Christ our King returns. Lord, to witness Esther's courageous identification with you and your people causes us to look at our own lives. We must ask ourselves if we have been this bold and committed to being a part of your people. Give us the courage we need to identify openly with you and your cause, and give our children the extraordinary courage it takes to be different, even if it means being rejected because of identification with you. I love you, family.
In the beginning, God created the sky and the earth. Earth was empty and had no form. Darkness covered the ocean, and God's Spirit was moving over the water. Then God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. God saw that the light was good, so he divided the light from the darkness. God named the light day and the darkness night. Evening passed and morning came. This was the first day. Then God said, "Let there be something to divide the water into two." So God made the air divide the water into two. Some of the water was above the air and some of the water was below it. God named the air sky. Evening passed and the morning came. This was the second day. So I would like to pray that everyone would be safe. Take care of your body. And people who don't believe in God, I'm not telling them off or anything, but I just want to tell you, God is by your side and nothing will stop God from being next to you. Amen. Your time to play. And amen to that. Have a good day. Bye.
Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, depending on the part of the world you're hearing this prayer from. My name is Loveline, and I'm calling in from France, and I'm calling in to pray for one of our sisters that are calling. Say we should pray for Pastor Sam, who has an aggressive form of marrow cancer. You say he was your best man when people get married 30-something years ago. That we should pray for him, and that was a fire incident too. Sister, I want you to know we're praying for Pastor Sam. We're praying that the healing hands of God will rest upon him, and we're using him as a point of contact, reaching every other brethren here, believing God for the healing, for their healings from cancer. We are with you in prayer. We are praying for every cancer patient or every cancer person here. The hand of the Lord will bring that healing you desire, whichever way God wants to heal you. He's a God that heals, and he chooses any form to heal, whether by miraculous hands of God, whether by doctors and nurses. He will give them the right wisdom, whether by repairing the spare parts. He's a God that creates. He knows when to start creating, and he knows when to stop. So we believe in him, and we trust in him any way he wants to heal us. And I'm also standing in a gap for our brethren that are listening from this audio Bible from prison. We are praying for you, and we are constantly ask God mercy over every judgment. We don't care to know whether it's wrong or right, but now what we are pleading for is mercy. Let the mercy of God locate you, and the mercy of God will hold your hands and see you through. We are with you. We are praying for you, and we're still praying for business owners. Sister, I want to join you to pray for all the business owners in this platform. The God will give you and endow you with the right wisdom to carry on your business. Father, we thank you.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Jacqueline from Montana, blessed in the Bitterroot. Today is Wednesday, August 20th, and I just heard Amy from Troutdale. And I just have to tell you, Amy, every time I hear your voice, it just makes me smile. I moved here from Oregon about 5 years ago, and I still go back and visit family and friends, but every time I hear your voice, it just, you always make my day. So I'm calling today to send out prayers for your team, for the Hood to Coast race that you guys will be doing, and also for your health. I pray that everything will just work out for you the way it's supposed to with your health, and that your doctor will help you. And then for your team on the Hood to Coast, I just pray that you will have spiritual conversations with everyone else on your team, and just have it go really well for you guys. I love you. I love all of you. And I hope everyone has a wonderful day. This is Jacqueline from Montana, blessed in the Bitterroot. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Good morning. I just want to lift up a gentleman that was called in for, I believe his name was Thomas, and it's the second prayer request for hernia surgery that I think I've heard this week. So I just want to lift him up. I pray for, Lord, that you just give the surgeons steady, efficient hands. Give them wisdom while they're operating. Let them see everything that's involved. Let the operation go without a hitch. And let the recovery be speedy. And the person that called it also lifted up anyone that was going through surgery. And I am actually facing down a recommendation for surgery. It's a long, complicated story, but basically I have a disc going into my spinal cord. And the first doctor I saw said that I have a high risk for paralysis. And I'm a very active person. I've been active my whole life, an athlete. So that's definitely something, that's definitely a scary thought. I'm trying to get second opinions. It's a little difficult to find spine surgeons within your insurance network. So I guess, could I just ask for prayer that I would be able to find at least two other second opinions, so I have three total, just in case the first two, they differ, just so I have a majority of recommendation on what to do. And ultimately, I pray for healing, just because the surgery would be to fuse vertebrae. And
hey, y'all, my dad family, this is Casey, the single-minded plumber. Wanted to call and wish you all well. Wanted to pray for some of you guys, listening in and praying for you all the time. Amy from Troutdale, I'm praying for you and your friends doing the Hood to Coast, and God bless you and Godspeed on that. That sounds fun. I got a couple of friends that are running the Spartan race up in Washington here soon. Sparky, still praying for your son up here in Portland. I've been hearing a lot of things about just that whole mess over there. I think God's really moving, but I keep praying anytime anybody talks about it. So I love you and your family. Everybody who's suffering with cancer or is feeling the bite of it, I'm praying for you and your family. I love all you guys. Anybody who has a small business, also, God bless you. Been seeing man, just a lot of empty buildings everywhere I go. It seems like a lot of businesses are struggling. So, God be with you. In Jesus' name. So, Heavenly Father, we come to you as your church and honor you and thank you for this day. We thank you for everything that you give us. We thank you for the provisions, the daily bread, and we forgive each other. We forgive all your children. Just as you have forgiven us, you went to the cross for us, Lord. We love you. There's nothing we could ever do to pay you back for that, but live our life for you. Thank you, God. And I love all you guys. Have a wonderful day.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible, this is Joyful in Virginia, and I was just calling to ask for prayer. I've just been really struggling. My body just hurts everywhere. It hurts to move. It hurts to work. I go for like a 45-minute walk on Sundays with a friend, and this time we didn't sit in between, and I had to skip work on Monday, and it's just, I really need help getting around and losing weight, and I've just been so tired. That I just would ask that you would ask God to help break through these addictions and stuff that I have, and yeah, just help me break free and have energy again, and because I'm really struggling. I'm at the menopause stage, and so sleep is not very good, and then I'm in school as well. This week is a week off, but I could just really use prayers. Anyways, I miss you all. It's good hearing your voices here and there on the prayers after the message, and I just miss you all. It's Joy from Virginia. Hope you're all doing well. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible Group, and such a fellowship. This is Kim's dad from Abbotsford, British Columbia, and I certainly want to pray for Pastor Greg, I believe his name is, and I just heard about his illness and also the fire in his garage, and my heart just aches for his family, and I commit them all to the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the healer. He will take care of you. And I do thank. I'm very sorry. This is Kim's dad from Abbotsford, British Columbia. I made a mistake about the pastor who I asked for prayer for. His name is Pastor Greg, and we will continue praying for him. Thank you.
This is Nancy from Nebraska, and calling in for Redeemed from Illinois. Just want to say praise God and congrats on new baby Kaysen. I also have a grandson named Kaysen with a K, K-A-E-S-Y-N. But so thankful to hear that things have gone well, and we'll pray for Caitlin to have a speedy recovery. Thank you for the update. And I also want to thank the lady who called in and prayed for my great-grandson, Archer. I'm sorry. I just want to tell you I was really touched, brought tears to my eyes. But then as you were praying for him, you called him little dude. And I have to tell you, the biggest smile just came to my face. And all I could think of was, Archer would just love that you said little dude. He is such a joyful little boy. But anyway, his procedure will be the 28th. And I'm certain it'll be probably a week before we know anything. But I will certainly update everybody on here. I just pray everybody has a good rest of the week. Today is Wednesday, and going in and having a great weekend. Love you all.
Trying to be the man that I thought you wanted me to be caused me not to be the man that I should have been. But women are just one of the many weaknesses of men. I've allowed many things in this life to set the standard for my own validation. And when I failed to measure up, it became a source of frustration, aggravation, worriation, as well as a lot of self-esteem, pride, and ego depletion. But I really can't blame anybody else for the things that I do. All of us are victims, it's true. We're all dealing with forces outside of our control, trying to rob us of our eternal soul. And we often can't see it because we're too caught up in our own selves, trying to dodge our daily past, present, and future hells. That's why I thank you, Father, for giving us eyes to see that all we really need in this life is Thee. And you created us to lead and not follow, to taste but not completely swallow. Because the Holy Spirit, our consummate friend, comforter, counselor, and still small voice within, telling us to seek first the kingdom and everything else will be added, We serve a high priest who's already had it. Jesus said he had a cross to bear, and we'd have one too. And it seems like every day now these words are being proven true. Father, please, give us wings and eyes of faith so we can rise above and see beyond the places that the world is telling us is safe. BlindTony1016@gmail.com. Once again, Brian and the Harden family, thank you for this wonderful podcast with God's Holy Spirit.
Greetings, my DAB family. This is New Envision Growth out of New York. And as I was driving today, I noticed that there is a, I like to call it back to school weather, where it smells like it's back to school. And I remember that smell from many moons ago going to school. But you know, we lose daylight in New York. We have the four seasons here. And the leaves start to turn yellow and the leaves begin to fall more and more each day. And the Holy Spirit said to me, without the sun, that's what it feels and looks like. And without the Son of God, it takes the same effect. And maybe right now, you may not be in your fall season, but there might be somebody in your circle that's in their fall season. And I would encourage you to encourage them. Romans 10:17 says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And I would encourage someone to spread the light, spread the sun to someone that may need it on today. And not just people who display it. Send the sun to your strong friend, to the prayer warrior, to the one that you know just has it all together. Because a lot of times, they really don't. They have to appear that way. But a lot of times, your strong friends are the ones that are really struggling. So I would encourage someone to give and spread the sun of the word of light, the word that strengthens, the word that heals, the word and the sun that increases faith. Love you guys. Bye.
Hello, Dab Fam. Just listen to today's reading. Today is August 20th. This is Break Free Bird. And we're talking about the gifts from the Holy Spirit. And I just wondered, guys, if you can help me figure out how I know which gifts I have, if I have any gifts at all. The fruit of the Spirit. I need to find out all of these things because I keep praying for gifts and I don't know if I've received them. I feel like I am getting a deeper, closer relationship with God and Jesus because things are just, signs are popping up everywhere. Time is drawing nigh, should I say, with whatever it is that's going to happen. It seems to be getting to a heading towards things that are not so good for our world and our society. So, really digging into everything Brian's saying and taking this serious. Like, it's not a joke. This thing is real. Spiritual warfare is real. Angels are all around us, as are the demons, but most people tend to dwell on the negative, like I have done so many years. Please pray for me to stop my selfishness, my jealousy, all of those things that love is not describes how I've lived most of my life. And I need to break chains from that bondage and forgive myself, but also not hold it over myself as a punishment. Thank you. Bye for now.
Hey, Dabbers, this is Slave of Jesus in North Carolina. All right, Holy Spirit, let's roll. I think I called in this praise report for my surgery. Went excellent. Within a few days, I was off the opioids, which for the genes in my family is very important. Another few days of Advil and acetaminophen, and I am healing up beautifully. So thank you for those prayers. Also, I am getting ready to be assigned the officer in charge with the reserve military unit I'm with. So I'll have 80 people that I'm able to influence and be godly around. But that also, as you guys know, in the military, that's just a title. It's not like you get more pay or more, you just get more work. But it does give you an opportunity to meet with some senior leaders. So I am meeting with a couple generals here today. And I just asked for supernatural blessing in about an hour from the DAB community. I know you won't hear it till after. But like Paul, I will be able to possibly influence some senior leaders. So I'm looking forward to that. Love you all.
Hi, Dabbers. My name is Biting and Him in Arizona. And I've called in before requesting prayer, and I pray and I listen to the prayers now after the scripture readings. I'm so thankful for the faithful Harden family. I've been a triple dapper at times, currently mostly listening to the Daily Audio Bible with Brian. Happy anniversary to them. And I guess I'm requesting prayer for, I guess the root is anxiety and the enemy. I just need to keep him at bay. I'm going through some really tough things. I could really use prayers for legal reasons, and I just love the calls coming in from, I don't know what her name is, or handle, if you will, but she's called in praying for people with legal issues, and that's certainly right up my alley right now. Me and my daughter could just really be held up in prayer by this wonderful community. Been listening for 8 years now, and just know I'm in the background praying for others. And again, thank you to the Harden family for this wonderful ministry. It just really hit me lately what a commitment that is, and not always easy, and Brian just always sounds so consistent and cheerful, and I just learned so much from him. So have a great one. Thanks, Dabbers.
Love never gives up, never loses faith, and is always hopeful. 1 Corinthians 13:7. My child, if I talk to you for hours about what I think is important, but never really listen to what matters to you, I'm just making noise. If I have the answer to every one of your questions and great faith to pray you through your struggles, but never admit my own questions and struggles, I'm not loving you well. If I lead our family in doing good deeds but speak ill of others behind closed doors, I will have gained nothing, including your respect. I want my love to be patient when I have to wait for you to get to the car or get going in life. I want my love to be kind when the rest of the world has been cruel. I don't want to be jealous when you agree with someone else's ideas or enjoy someone else's cooking or company more than mine. I don't want to boast about your achievements to make myself look good. I never want to treat you or your friends rudely. I don't want to demand my own way, but to do things your way sometimes. I don't want to take out my frustrations on you or make you suffer under my moods. I refuse to keep a record of your wrongs to throw back in your face. I will never be happy when things are hard for you, but I will always be happy when you do what is right, even though it may be hard. Because I love you, I'm never going to give up on you. I'm never going to stop expecting the best of you. I'm never going to lose hope that God is working in your life. If there's one thing you can be sure of until the day I die, it's that my love will always be there for you to fall back on when the worst happens. I don't always see things clearly or completely, and that includes things about you. But the day is coming when we will know each other perfectly. Nothing will come between us or between us and God, and it will be better than we ever expected. So as I look to the future, I know what's important. Our faith in Christ is important. It's what links us to Him. Our hope in Christ is important. It's what assures us of a future.
Hey, Dab family, this is Sally from Alberta in Canada. And I believe the lady's name is June. She's been in hospital and her husband is wanting to bring her home. But until she can get into the truck, he can't take her home. And will you join with me? Lord, I just pray for this beautiful couple. Lord, I just thank you for his faith that's come on here and stepped out in boldness. Ask him for prayer from his family to bring this to your feet. And Lord, I just thank you that he and his wife, that they're waiting upon you, that your word tells us that to wait upon the Lord, and those that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. and that we will ride on wings like eagles. We'll run and not grow weary. We'll walk and not be faint. And I claim this over this couple now, over her for her healing and for him for his anticipation and his love for her and for you. Lord, I just thank you that we can do all things through you who give us strength. And in you, Lord, we live and move and have our being. And therefore I claim that over this couple today, that they will see your supernatural power working through the bodies, through their minds, and working through their lives. Lord, I thank you that we submit to you, Lord. We resist the devil, and he will flee from us. So against any sickness and any affliction that's affecting them now, I come against it in the mighty name of Jesus, and I declare it is done, that there is renewed health, there is renewed strength, and there is renewed hope and faith and praising for you, because you deserve it.
This is Redeemed in Southern Illinois calling in a prayer for Mickey. His wife had called in. They live in Superior, Wisconsin, and he had had a dizzy spell, and I can't remember the other symptom, but anyway, he went to the hospital, and they found two small brain tumors, and then he was going to go in for biopsies, and I know those have already occurred, because that was, I mean, I listened to that like on August 14th. I just wanted to lift Mickey up to you and his wife and the whole situation. I pray that they were benign and that they can be treated easily. You know, I know sometimes even when something's benign, you have side effects with it and things. So I pray that they get to the bottom of that. And you expressed that you were so scared and you just couldn't imagine your life without him. So I pray you're not having to think about those things as you get the results. We love you, and call back in with an update. Love you, DAB family. This is Redeemed in Southern Illinois. Bye-bye. This is Redeemed in Southern Illinois calling in a prayer for One Traveling Chick. I love your moniker. Praying that you would find something that uses your godly talents, maybe completely outside the box, and that you would love to go to waking up every morning. You would look forward to it. You'd be beaming and just brimming with ideas. So whatever that might be to be revealed. I know you said you were 54, and I'm not sure your education level and all that. You had your 28-year career. But if you're wanting to go in a totally different direction, that may require some other training, or I'm not sure. But I'll be praying for you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Good morning, DAB family. This is Paula calling from Albuquerque. It is Thursday, August 21st. Just finished listening to the podcast. I don't want anything. I'm just going to pray. And whoever hears this needs to hear it and receive it. Father God, you're at work in every single situation in all of our lives. You know this is happening. You're in the beginning and the end. You'll bring everything to a conclusion that will result in your greater glory in the end. That's taken from Psalm 147:15. At least that's where I attribute it to. This was prayed back in 2018 by another sister on DAB, and I hope that you're still listening. Whether it be illness or relationships or work or finances or fear or anxiety or dealing with prodigal family members, whatever the case may be, Lord, you're at work and you're in control. Would you please speak to each of us as we need to hear? And as we started Job, it's a reminder that our family members can be gone at any moment. But who is our Redeemer? I love you all. Have a very blessed week and weekend. In Jesus' name, amen.
Shalom, shalom. Good morning, Dab family. I'm responding to a prayer request from Anonymous in California. You are looking at having some serious back surgery, spinal surgery. And, hey, I just want to lift you up to the Lord in prayer and in blessings. And I just want to bless you. And I want to pray, dear Father God, Heavenly Father, you know Anonymous's situation, Father God. You know the surgeons and the caregivers and the nurses and the whole medical team, Father. And we just pray and we ask for discernment and we ask for wisdom and we ask for you to interject in this situation and you guide the path of this situation, Father God, so that the outcome is nothing more than miraculous for our brother Anonymous in California. Father God, we know this is probably nerve-wracking, so we ask that you speak with him, that still whisper, encouraging him and letting him know that the decision that he needs to make, what is the right decision, Father God? And it is in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, that we ask and we pray. Love you all.
Hello, my wonderful day of family. This is Public in his blood. You guys, I am walking if I sound weird. But anyway, you guys, Dr. John, my baby is in the Navy, and his birthday is July 20th, 24th, July 24th. Trayvon just turned 20 years old. This is my second year without seeing him for his birthday. For you guys, I have all kinds of bad thoughts running through my head every time I look on social media. And I see my grandbaby is standing up by herself. She's 7 months old, seeing the things that she do. Then I look at my son. My son is full of pain, you guys. He has not seen his daughter in a whole month. The baby mama wants no contact. Yes, we have a lawyer. He's working on it. But you guys, these babies should not be used as pawns or weapons. You guys, it's all kind of bad thoughts. I just want to go nuts on that door. And when she comes to the door, I want to do bad things to her. But let's be real, I can't do this in a little bit of freedom. And my grandbaby needs her mom as well. But hurt people, hurt people. And it's sad that my son is not being allowed to see his baby. It's wrong, you guys. Please pray that God would just intervene and my son would get to see his baby. He's missing milestones and it's really...
Blessings, blessings, DAB family. This is Going by Grace. I want to pray for joy and peace for everybody in the community. May the God of hope fill you each with joy and peace in believing. That's clinging to, trusting in and relying in our Jesus, our Savior, our Master, our King, that we may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. I pray the Holy Spirit take over. I was prompted to call because Michelle called in for her friend Tom having surgery today, Wednesday. She left the message a couple of days ago. So I'm lifting up Tom and those sick and in surgery that come up stronger than ever. And then Tammy from California, bless your heart. Thank you for your share. And Amy from Oregon. And I'm also in need for prayer today because I feel like I'm at a Red Sea moment. standing still and watching the salvation of the Lord. I live in an RV full time, and it hasn't been working well. I'm still paying off the transmission from last summer, almost paid off, but it's not working again, so I don't want to put more money in it because it's got a lot of some old issues, mold issues, and it's a very old RV that I've lived in happily for 7 years. So I pray for, I'm expecting a miracle because I haven't had transportation. God has provided miraculously, and I'm grateful, and I also need to move. So I need a place to move by this RV or another one, and just some miracles. And I believe in miracles, and I believe in God. So whatever you need to today, let's gather together and trust God. And when two or three are gathered, and we have many, many prayer warriors, I'm grateful for each one of you. You know who you are, you faithful prayer warriors, you. To God be the glory. Thank you, Brian, for leading the tribe, the global tribe. Give yourself three hugs and three kisses from Grandma Grace. Love you. Bye-bye.
Good morning. I just want to call in and say thanks to Winnie B. This is anonymous from California. For calling in and praying for my back situation. Some progress reports. I have my first of second opinions today. The Lord has been opening up a lot of doors to access to doctors to be able to get second opinions. So I have a couple more. So if all goes well, I'll have a total of four opinions from actual spine surgeons. And so that's just something I could be really thankful about to the Lord. I just appreciate and covet everyone's prayers. They mean a lot. Brian going through Job definitely resonates right now with things going on in my life. So I appreciate your prayers. And this morning I just really needed it. And then when you called in and I heard your calling on the recording, it was God. So I thank you. I thank God.
Hi, Rebecca from Michigan. I just heard your plea on the community prayer. One of my very favorite verses is out of the book of Proverbs, and it says, "A man who has friends shows himself friendly." I understand your plight about not feeling like you fit into a certain church or that they're maybe not super friendly or welcoming. But you know what? The churches are full of people that feel just like you. So sometimes it takes us to step up and step out so that God can raise us up. I'm going to pray for you that you will have the boldness with your kind, sweet personality to reach out to someone. Go to a full biblical-based church. That is where all the gifts are flowing. That's where people have grace and mercy. I'm not saying there's not grace and mercy in other churches, but we are taught and encouraged to live as a disciple of Jesus Christ, doing what he has done and what he has shown us how to do. So, Father, please touch Rebecca. Give her the boldness to step up and step out. Would you show her that she is lovely? And it's not your might or your power, it's your spirit that will empower her. I pray for her, Lord, that she will come back with a very good report. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless y'all. Bye-bye.
Hi, Amy from Troutdale, Oregon. This is God's Life Speaker. I heard you at about 1 hour, 50 minutes into the August 9th community prayers. And oh, my heart just hurt when I heard you just struggling and just feeling. It's okay that we feel our feelings, and you've been having a little bit of a hard time with some family issues. So we're going to pray for you, but it was a joy to hear that, I think you said Maria prayed for you, and it lifted your spirits. And I tell you, when I find myself thinking in the wrong direction, I just get on that community prayers and it just washes me with other Christians who are praying, who need prayer, and it puts me in the right mindset. So I am very grateful for that. Heavenly Father, we love you, we adore you, we thank you that you have made this community of believers to stretch across the miles and to have heartstrings tied and be praying at different days and hours beyond even the people knowing others are praying for them. It's just such a beautiful thing. Lord, I would pray that by now you have just brought some comfort and peace to Amy. That things are getting aligned in her race. I can't remember the dates, but that would go well, and there would be great opportunity to share just you, Lord, to share about you and how you're in the midst of helping each one of those runners. Lord, would you just be a blessing for Amy? I know that she leans on you hard. Would you just wash her in your stillness and let her know that you are God? And you are always with her. And we just pray all this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hey, my beautiful Dab Nation of knee benders. I need your prayers. The 25th, coming up Monday, is the sentencing date for the man who killed my daughter-in-law and my granddaughter. This has been a long, drawn-out process. He did not get charged with habitual offender because of a technicality. But we're hoping that this trial or sentencing date gets over with quickly and in the favor of these two innocent lives. Please pray that we will have favor with the judge and all of the people that will be in charge of carrying this out and making decisions for this, that their ears will be open to the truth, their eyes will be open to the reports and all of the bad things that is on his record, and that they will see clearly that he shows no remorse, and that the judge will make the decision to give him the highest amount of sentencing by law that he can. Thank you guys so much for your prayers.
Hello, Dabbers. This is Kay from Ohio. I want to pray for Christy from Ohio. God, you know what she needs and what she's feeling like today. She knew this message would get us late, and I think I'm several days behind, but this message will get you at the time that you need it. So will all of the other prayer requests. God, cover and keep her. Give her strength to put one foot in front of the other. Take each day that day, that she will not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow has its own problems. You ask us not to worry, not to fret, that you are keeping us, you are taking care of us, God. And if it's your will for Christy and I to cross each other's paths, I don't know where she is in Ohio. I am in Columbus. But we will meet up and encourage each other. Give her strength to stand and just to feel your presence. Don't make life overcomplicated. It has enough problems. Things are coming left and right. Help her to stand and trust you, that she will not fear the terrors by night, that she will not fear the arrows by day. For you are with her and you're watching over her. God bless you, my sister.
Hey, family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in August 21st to pray over our children. Jacob's sons would take turns preparing feasts in their homes, and they would also invite their three sisters to celebrate with them. When these celebrations ended, sometimes after several days, Job would purify his children. He would get up early in the morning and offer a burnt offering for each of them. For Job said to himself, "Perhaps my children have sinned and have cursed God in their hearts." This was Job's regular practice. Job 1:4-5. Job was a great and godly man. He had plenty of wealth and what would appear to be the perfect family. But there was a deep anxiety in Job's heart that something sinister might be happening in the hearts of his children. When every birthday party came to an end for each of his 10 children, he would call them together to offer a sacrifice. There seemed to be a sense of urgency, as early in the morning, they would gather around the family altar where Job would offer a burnt offering for each of them. A whole sacrificial animal was consumed by the fire, which pictured the hot anger of God burning up the animal instead of burning up Job's child. Perhaps Job burned one animal at a time, saying to each son or daughter, "This one is for you, just in case you have cursed God in your heart." To be continued.
Hey, my blessed Dab fam, it's Asia calling from the City of Angels. It is August 20th, and I would like to pray for those prayer requests lifted up today. Let's go straight before the throne of grace. Heavenly Father, God of all glory, sovereign, holy, righteous God, almighty Father, hallowed be thy beautiful name, Lord God. Father, you desire us to come before you with clean hands and a clean heart, asking and seeking your face, your favor, your wisdom, your mercy, and your grace, Father God. As we come before you, Lord, we lift up Pastor Greg to you, Father, who's suffering from an aggressive form of bone marrow cancer, and it's devastating for him and his wife, Michelle, and his daughter, Eliana. They just also sustained that fire, Father God, that destroyed their cars and equipment for their animals, and we ask that you would be able to restore what was lost, Father God, and that beauty would come out of these ashes, Lord God. We pray for healing for Pastor Greg from this bone marrow cancer, Lord God, and hope and peace during this time of this current trial he's in, Father God. We ask for healing for Thomas from this hernia that he is undergoing surgery for, that you would guide the surgeon's hands and he would be healed, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, and his testimony would be glorious as he would give you all the glory, Father. We pray for Amy from Troutdale, Oregon, Lord, that this relay race that is upcoming, that her team would be physically well and they would be spiritually led, Lord, and the Holy Spirit would move in their conversations as they would share the gospel and their faith with their fellow teammates. Lord God, we also lift her up from this menopausal symptoms that she's enduring, and ask that you ease these symptoms, Lord, and that you would really lift her up in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Good morning. This is Winnie B. I am calling in response to the community prayer on August 16th. There's quite a few people that I'd like to pray for, so I may do it in two parts. But I want to start off with praying for Walking in the Light in Tennessee, your 16-year-old grandson Carter's cross-dressing. Caroline from Nashville, your son Ewan is also cross-dressing, and I'm going to include my niece Naya, who's 15, who is entertaining the idea of being a lesbian. So in the name of Jesus, Father God, we bring these young people before your throne of mercy and grace, and any others, oh God, who are experiencing this demonic attack, Lord God, from the spirit of this world, Father God. We pray for these young people, God, that you would draw them by your Holy Spirit. You said no man can come to you lest you draw them. And this battle is not ours, God, it's yours. So, Father, we give it to you. We ask you for wisdom and grace. Instruction is how to fight this enemy, this giant that's in the land, Lord God. We pray to overcome, Lord God, for the sake of these children, to overcome this giant, and we claim their souls for your kingdom, Father God, and we thank you. We pray your kingdom come and your will be done for these young people. And then I want to pray for Nancy from Colorado. Your grandson has to go in for a cystoscopy on the 28th to rule out bladder cancer. Father, in Jesus' name, God, by your stripes, he is healed, Lord Jesus. We claim his healing, and we thank you for your mercy, God. We pray for your grace for his family, God, to stand and to fight for him, Lord God, to claim his healing for him until, God, all the symptoms are gone, in Jesus' name. And I want to thank the young man who told me to claim my healing, and I thank you for reminding me about that. I do claim it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi, friends. It's Lisa the Encourager. I wanted to pray for Anonymous. He has to have major back surgery, some infusions of vertebrae, and we want to definitely lift him up in prayer. We thank you for your prayers every day, all the time, and just want you to know I'm thinking about you. I know that's going to be a hard path, a lot of decisions that need to be made. We need to pray over the surgeons and pray over your recovery. So we definitely want to do that. I also want to pray for Dr. John's wife who has breast cancer, and I want to pray for her healing. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father God, thank you so much for the blessing of being able to pray for our friends all over this community, Lord. We pray for Anonymous in California who has to just rely heavily on others to repair his back, Lord. And we know, God, that ultimately he's going to have to rely on you, because you have to direct the doctors and nurses and surgeons and hospital and the recovery, and you just have to take care of him, Lord. And we know you love him, and you're right there beside him and throughout this whole entire ordeal, Lord. We pray for a complete recovery for him and blessings through this. Dear Heavenly Father God, I also pray for Dr. John's wife who has breast cancer, Lord. I pray, Lord Heavenly Father, that you will heal her body and that she can completely recover. And the same thing, Lord, that doctors and nurses and surgeons that or plans or for therapy, Lord, or infusions, that you will just heal her ultimately for
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in the continuation for August 21st. Evidently, Job's children lived in such a way that he couldn't point to a particular sin. Evidently, they hadn't cursed God with their mouths. But Job understood that what matters is not simply a veneer of religiosity or good behavior, but rather inner lives inclined toward affection for God. Job also believed in the atoning power of sacrifice. So he cast his fears over his children's sins onto the altar, the place where sins are dealt with. Like Job, we can't see into the hearts of our children, but we can see the sacrifice available that deals with the sin of our children much clearer than Job ever could. Job put his hope in a Redeemer who would come in the future, in a sacrifice he couldn't fully grasp. We put our hope for the forgiveness of our children's sins in the Redeemer who came in the past, and in his sacrifice on the cross. Lord, we long for so much more than outward conformity and good behavior for our children. We long for our children to be sensitive to the sins of the heart. We long for our children to have a deep and growing love for you rather than resentment towards you. Each year of their lives, may our children look upon the once for all perfect sacrifice of your Son and recognize that Christ died in their place so that they can live in you. I love you, family.
Shalom, shalom, Daily Audio Bible. This is Dwayne from Wisconsin. All praise and glory to our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today is the 22nd. Let us continue to pray for our children. Paul called in and would like us to pray for his daughter, his oldest daughter. She is in college. She is apparently having some pain issues and trying to figure out what is causing that pain. So, Lord, we ask that you be with the doctors, nurses, and hopefully they are able to find and figure out what's going on and be able to give her what she needs to relieve her pain. We ask that you would put your healing hand on her, and if it be thy will, you would relieve this pain for her. Redeemed called in, would like us to pray. Cousin Caitlin, her son, Kaysen, who apparently is in the IC unit. Lord, we ask that you be with Kaysen. Lord, lay your hand upon this young child, and if it be thy will, he would be healed and be able to go home soon and would be a godly child and grow up in your word. We want to lift this up to our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and God bless. And remember, the same Lord and Savior that saved us is the same Lord and Savior that can save our children.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family.
this is Silat Sung from Derby in England. Oh my God. Jill and Brian. What an amazing duet. Oh my God. I've just listened to the song. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is such an incredible song. What a piece of song. After listening to today's Daily Audio Bible, the 22nd of August, and I listened to the song at the end of it, oh my God, what a mind-blowing, what a blessed song. I feel so blessed. I feel so honored to be a part of this community. I just want to pray for Jill and Brian, that may the Lord continue to give you strength for being so vulnerable and telling us all what you've been through, expressing that and putting that in this wonderful song. I mean, that shows how much you care for this community. And we cannot thank you enough. So I just want to pray the hand of the Lord upon you. May this work that you're doing continue to bless us and continue to be an impact to the world. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this pair. Thank you for who they are. May everything they touch their hands on prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you and thank you. Thank you, Jill and Brian. Thank you, the Daily Audio Bible family. Thank you for all the prayers. We do listen at the background in the mighty...
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible community. This is Nicole, living Christ's Redemption Story in Florida. Just calling in some more prayers for the children and grandchildren of the DAB community. And Lord, today we want to bring before you the children across the community, Lord, that are starting out school in a new fresh year. And Lord, some are transitioning for the first time to a new school or to maybe middle or high school or college for the first time. And Lord, we know in these early days, oftentimes the enemy comes in to try to question and attack our identities as children of God, Lord, and just tries to make our children question the things that they stand for or the things that they stand against, because those are the things that you stand for, the things that you stand against, and maybe the influences that they're coming in contact with are tempting them to question those things in a way that makes them question who they are. Lord, just because of the tremendous amount of pressure there is to fit in a world that's not always compassionate towards the things that we believe and hold true. And so, Lord, I just want to pray an extra ounce of just your protection over them today, Lord. Help give them the courage to stand up for you when they need to. And Lord, help them to just be kind to those around them, even when they're feeling attacked. Lord, I pray that they would respond with kindness and love, but never with self-doubt, never questioning who you have made them to be, Lord. And I pray that they would just feel love today, that we would speak encouragement into their hearts. And Lord, we just ask all of this in the name of your son, Jesus.
This is Nolene from Dubai. I am dumbstruck. OMG. I love the song, Jill and Brian. It is amazing. Wow. The most beautiful voices. I cannot believe you've not recorded together as a duo. It's amazing. Thank you for the song. It's my favorite playlist. On my favorite playlist, I'm going to play it every day, daily. It's going
to
give me...
Daily Audio Bible. Blessings to all y'all. And Dr. John, it was so good to hear your voice. It sounds like you've gone from mourning into dancing. If you're the same Dr. John that so faithfully has been praying, and then your precious wife died, and your voice, you know, we heard you mourning, and so it was, I'm just rejoicing with you because you're laughing and giggling and sharing stories, so, and there was a lot of testimonies today, the beautiful lady from Scotland with the German accent sharing about her friend that went from not breathing in June after the tree accident, and now she's walking and doing well and back home, and wow, thank you, Lord. I need some prayers. I'm moving somewhere, somehow, and God knows how. I live in an RV full-time that's not fully functional in a lot of different ways, and I've been so grateful. I work with the homeless, so every day I just count blessings, and I remind myself of all the times that God has shown up through the Bible stories and in my life, and great is His faithfulness. So to take those thoughts captive and stay in the Word. So also ask prayer for my family. We've been through a lot, and what the enemy meant for harm, God is turning for good, I declare. So let's hold on to the promises. Let's live in the promises. And I'll keep going by grace. Shalom, shalom.